Welcome to the Christian Love Research Show.
So much drama.
It's
all good. It's the weekend. You know, trying to bring it in and do all this stuff. But I'm super excited, man. This is a great week for anybody who's watching live or on Facebook. Now we're officially everywhere where you can get a podcast.
Yes.
So that is iTunes, that is Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast. There's so many I don't even know the names of all of them.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere, which is super, super exciting. Freaking crazy week with all that stuff, but man, it's pretty exciting stuff to be everywhere. Like, we're getting tons of downloads and on podcasts and iTunes and all that stuff, which like caught me, you know, by surprise. It was like, I didn't expect it to be that quick. And
yeah,
it's pretty awesome. So I really want to say thank you to everybody who's watching on Facebook. Like, our views are like going like crazy over every week. We get new followers, new views. So it's amazing, man. I'm really humbled by it. And I appreciate anybody who takes the time to watch or to hang out with us, because, you know, I don't know, it's crazy.
No, you know, I mean, I love it. You know, I'm kind of on one hand, I'm not shocked. And on the other hand, I'm like, whoa, looking at the stats, I'm like, seriously, lots of people are downloading us. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy that people take time of their day to hang out with us, I guess. And, yeah, you know, you got to appreciate that stuff. So that's good. But where to start, man? I've had a crazy week. So dealing with all that stuff, making sure we're in every platform. So I've been working together with everybody to get that done. And my wife was actually busy this week, and I actually had to fend for myself to get dinner for two nights. That was almost impossible. No. I couldn't break. Dude, no. I need to get back and back on track. I've been off the wagon for a little bit. So I was like, okay, double chin's getting too big. So I got to get back, you know. At least I keep working out, so that keeps the fat at bay. But I did take a 1 week of what I call the fat ass week, where, you know, I've been working out consistently for years, like daily. So when I take a week, what I call a fat week, I just go on a binge, man. Beer, whiskey, pizza, cheeseburgers, you know, carbs on carbs, put fucking breadsticks on top of the pizza, and cheeseburger on top of it. And I feel like shit. My body's like, what are you doing to me? And I just don't care. Like, I'll go out drinking, you know, like 10 mimosas, then switch to mojitos, everything. And then, of course, my body's like, what are you doing? But it's a good shock. It's a good shock to make to do your body, because your body's like, what the fuck's going on? And then,
after,
you know, when
like
you get back.
After 3 days.
Huh?
What? After like 3 days, I'm like, my body, I literally feel like I'm going to
die. That's my regular diet. Yeah, man, I couldn't do it 24/7. As much as I enjoy it, I couldn't do 24/7, because trust me, I do like my good food and drinks and all that stuff, but
you get used to it. Like, my body starts to crave vegetables, starts to crave homemade food. And like, I literally feel like I'm going to die when I do that for like a week, three days max, maybe.
Yeah, it's crazy. So like, and Nicole's been busy. She's working on UK or whatever. So she's been doing the lawyer, you know, like working like crazy. So I was like, she's like, you're going to have to go to the grocery store and get your own stuff and cook dinner for yourself for 2 days. And I'm like, okay. One, I've been with her for close to, 9 years now. We've been married for one. And I've gotten used to the fact that she does all the shopping. It's like, you know, money disappears and shit just appears on the counter, you know.
Food's
there because she likes to eat healthy too. So she likes cooking all this stuff. And I like to cook when I'm in the mood to cook. I don't like to cook because I have to. So if I was single, I'd probably, you know, eating grilled chicken 7 days a week or 6 days a week or whatever, just because I'm too busy to think about what I'm going to cook for the week or whatever. So she's like, I dare you to go to the grocery store, because I'm not going to be able to do it. And since you like to eat healthy and you're getting back on track, you need to figure out what you're going to eat for dinner or whatever. Okay. I was like, all right, that's easy, right? So I go to Publix, which, by the way, the only times I stepped into, and I keep saying Publix because if you're from Florida, that is like the place to go. And I'm not plugging
Publix
them.
Publix is iconic. No,
it's awesome. Iconic. It's like an icon from Florida. So, and their subs are amazing. Not a plug. Trust me, they're not paying to be in here. I just enjoy going there when I have to. But, well, certain ones, not all of them, because we'll get to the story. So Okay, keep in mind, this is a one trip. This is what I tell people. Yes, I do live in paradise, but in paradise, everyone's a fucking asshole. So when I have to leave my bubble that it is downtown Lauderdale on the beach, and I have to actually go outside and deal with real people, because I work, you know, I mostly work from home too, so I don't have to deal with people during the day that much either. But there's so many characters out there, man, between like, you know, homeless people on flocking on the street running around naked, and people from, you know, Pittsburgh, New York, or whatever, just being complete assholes. Which, by the way, I've been in New York a million times. I love New York, and people are nicer in New York than they're that the ones that come here and are from New York, which makes no sense whatsoever. That's and I'm not pinpoint. I'm just using those states like examples. I'm just throwing the North in general. I'm sorry, man, but you guys, most of you, the ones that come here, at least have, they're fucking assholes. So that's just the way it is.
Snowbirds.
But yeah, I mean, of course there's nice people, but I'm telling you, 90%, they just have this attitude. It's like, chill the fuck out, man. Go to Hawaii and see how different the vibe is when you go to Hawaii. It's super laid back.
Yeah, fair trade to live in, you know, Florida. You got the beautiful thing. You got to deal with the assholes.
Right. So I get to Publix, and I'm going in there. I'm like, all right, I got to get this, got to get that. And then, of course, I call her like three times because I keep forgetting what I need to get, and I need her help. Dude, I'm totally lost in Publix. And to make it even worse, I'm getting all these calls from work. So I'm on the phone with, you know, talking with clients and stuff like that. And I'm trying to find what I'm looking for, which I have no idea where it's at in the first place. So I'm all over the place. The next thing you know, there's like, you know, like, I don't want to say homeless because I don't even know they're homeless, but they're just dirty and they smell. And I don't know, man. I just know you have all these characters here. So you get that. And then on the other hand, at one point you got somebody who like took a cologne bath that I can smell from like a mile away.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. So the search for, you know, what I'm looking for starts. And of course I'm like a lust puppy. I can't find anything.
What were you making?
Eggplant, like an eggplant lasagna, but the healthy way of it, which is just because I like the recipe. I bastardized my family's recipe, which I basically means I took all the good stuff out and, you know,
it's
made it
just
healthy.
To make it healthy.
Yeah, it's basically ground beef with tomato sauce and eggplants. That's it. Which the real way to do it, if anybody cares, is you buy the eggplants, you chop them, you know, you cut them the long way, right? And then you run them through batter and the breadcrumbs, mm-hmm. and then you deep fry them. And then that's how you use the layers for the, like a pasticcio, like a lasagna. Mm-hmm. And then you do ricotta, you do parmigiano, and you know, you layer it up. But that's the real family recipe. The way I do it for healthy reasons, it's like no fat, super lean ground beef, the eggplant, and that's it. Just meat.
Like you're banned from the Italian family at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm dishonored from my family, but you know what? At least it's something different besides like just chicken and potatoes, because that's don't even
exactly.
get me started on that.
Spice it up a little bit.
Oh yeah, it gets old, man. So I'm lost. I'm taking forever. I did try to find that water that you and Martin drink all the time.
Yeah,
I couldn't find it, so I went with Pellegrino, which you can never go wrong when you're making quote unquote Italian food. So I got that. And this is what it gets interesting. So I go to the cash register after I weasel my way through all the cologne bath filled people that, you know, I feel bad for people who have energies. Oh, no, this is after. Okay, hold on. I'm getting my story. There's so many stories that I'm like, when did this happen? Yeah. So I get to the cash register and this total for Lauderdale, I guess you could say, I don't want to say elite. Yeah, because that's not the right word, but like trophy older lady, but you know, so many plastic surgeries that she has, so much Botox, there's no emotion
I know,
in her face. So I don't know what that exact word. And of course, what does she have? Two fucking dogs on her. All right.
Are they in a bag?
No, she's holding both of them. They're not even in a bag. Okay. So I love dogs, people. I really do. I love dogs, but there's two places dogs do not belong. That is the grocery store, because there's food at the grocery store. There's vegetables and stuff like that. And fucking restaurants, unless it's outside and, you know, whatever. But I
totally agree.
You know, and there's plenty of places out here where you can eat outside at a nice place. And, you know, people bring their dogs, but it's at least the dogs hang out on the outside part of the patio. And it's not close to, like, you know, the food.
Yeah.
But I've been also to restaurants where they let people bring their dog and the dog is sitting by the table. And it's like, dude, okay, if you want to do that at home, that's cool, but I'm you know, some of those restaurants, I pay a shitload of money to have a nice meal and a nice time. And I don't want to be next to a dog. I mean, I love dogs, but, you know, if you're paying, I don't want, let's just say it's expensive. You don't want a bunch of dogs around you, you know, when you're having a nice dinner, you know, if you're outside, sure, bring your dog over. And again, because I know people are going to hate, I love dogs. I love dogs. I love cats. I love animals. I'm just saying there's a time and a place for everything. Anyway.
Not around food.
Yes, not around food. So she's sitting at a register, and, you know, we start making chit chat or whatever. She's like, oh, you only have a few things. If you want, you can get in front of me. I go, you know what? It's fine. I'm listening to I'm working and I'm on the phone, so I'm not in a hurry. I mean, you know, I'm going to go back home and work anyway. So go ahead. It's fine. Well, apparently someone came up to the cash register lady and was like, complain about the dogs being in the grocery store.
We went from
super nice, you know, elite, the best of Fort Lauderdale, no Botox. I mean, full Botox, no expressions, to like full blonde bitch, 150%, make a scene in the middle of the fucking store. How dare you tell me where I can't bring and not bring my dogs? Do you know who I am? And yes, she said, do you know who I am? Okay, I use that as a fucking joke. Right?
Yeah. I don't think anybody uses that seriously. And if you do, you're a douchebag.
I didn't think anyone did that shit seriously. I mean, I say joking around all the time. But no, she pulled that, do you know who I am? And of course, everybody's staring at her like, what the fuck? Like, no.
Who are you?
Like, no one knows who you are. So anyway, she starts going off on the cash register lady about their dogs. Then the fucking cash register, of course, she's trying to, you know, calm her down because her job, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't want to lose her job, but and whatever. She's going, and she gets in this lady's face with her finger and just starts pointing at her face, man. And I'm just like, whoa. So I'm like sitting, I'm like, okay, do I need to get in the middle of this shit? Because, I mean, it's not like they're going to fire me, but at the same time, I don't know, my luck, I get fucking bit by a dog or somebody jumps in or whatever.
So she's yelling at this point at the cashier just because the cashier told her somebody complained?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Her Xanax must have been wearing down at that point. So mm-hmm. I guess she took it on the poor cashier. So I was like, I got in the middle. I'm like, listen, lady. I was like, you need to calm down. Like, this is not her fault, obviously. You know, everybody, you know, your dogs are nice and everything, but, you know, you're at a grocery store. Like, and she just gave me that death look. Like, I don't know, man. She's had a day. So, and she got out. Now, keep in mind, there's some Publix stores that are very, very nice and very friendly. But this is the same Publix where my wife witnessed a fucking knife fight at the self station because somebody cut the line. This is bullshit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, remember when I told you that story? Yes. Yeah. So it's like, man, there's a reason why stories make it all across the country when it comes to Florida, because there's just fucking crazy people here left and go. Like, I would have probably left if it wasn't for my wife. My wife's from here. I just came here for a couple years and then I met her and I'm stuck. And that's a whole different story. And don't get me wrong, I like where I'm at, but there's other places I'd rather go and be to get more stuff. Yeah, Fiesta. Fiesta's right, man. Downtown Publix for the win. That's my old Publix when I lived in the high rise over there. I hear you, man.
Is that like fancy Publix compared?
Yeah, it's like super nice. It's like two stories. And, you know, it has like some people, but the one that I'm talking about, everybody knows, it's just a mess. And then, okay, to top it off, so I walk out and I'm walking and then this like guy in his fucking car, of course, old guy. He has to be like, I don't know, if I had to guess, 70, just to throw a number out there, because just fucking floors it. Doesn't even slow down for people trying to cross into the parking lot or anything. Fucking almost runs me over. So this is in a matter of like an hour. This is my experience when I leave the house in an hour and I'm not at one of the bars that I know or restaurants that I know or the beach parts that I know. It's crazy, man. It's insane. And then,
moral of the story, this is why Christian doesn't go shopping.
That's why I shop online, because I don't want to deal with people. And then, you know, I get into it, my wife, she gives me shit. She's like, you're narcissistic. I'm like, one, okay, yeah, I'm narcissistic.
One,
two,
so?
Yeah, I admit it. So what? You know, at least I care about my friends and family. I could be a lot worse than that. But, you know, if I wasn't narcissistic, I wouldn't be doing this. There's a reason why I enjoy doing this, because I like it.
I call it kind of self-aware.
Yeah, I'm self-aware of my narcissism. But I'm nice to people, man. Like, I don't go out there and treat people like shit unless people treat me like shit. No, I do a lot of shit. We don't know that. I do love Fort Lauderdale. Yes, I do. I do, but I'm seriously, I get tired of it sometimes. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. But after living in Texas, it's like I look at Florida in a whole different way. It's like people are so much nicer over there. But at least people are not carrying fucking flamethrowers around here. You know,
get
shut with watch those out. Or whatever.
You'll get a hit put out on you for something like that.
Let's not even get back into that stuff. And people are allowed here to have assault rifles too, which,
are they?
Yeah, it's legal here. You can have whatever you want. Yeah.
He's changed that, but I forget what your governor's name is. I don't know.
Rick something?
Scott.
I don't keep up with
it. I think it's the one that wanted to change the law to you can't buy guns until you're 21 and dicks. Sporting Goods just did that too. They changed all, they're not going to sell the assault rifles anymore. At their, I think it's like Field and Stream stores too. They're just going to take them all off the shelves and you got to be 21 to buy guns. And then L.L. Bean jumped on that. I had no idea that L.L. Bean even sold guns. Did you?
I don't even know what L.L. Bean is. What is that?
I think it's like an East Coast kind of thing. It's, I've only known it to sell clothes, like boots and like the very East Coast, like sweaters and scarves and the little hats and almost like Patagonia or something like that,
Yeah, that's crazy.
East Coast sporting goods store.
I don't want to get into the golden debate thing again because we did that the last show, but it's like, I don't even know what they're trying to do. Okay, you got to be 21 to get a gun. But 18, you can go and kill people overseas and get killed. Like,
I think they should change that. I think it's totally predatory to even ask 18-year-olds to join the war because most of the time they don't have any other options, and recruiters know that.
Yeah.
So like, hey, come on, kill yourself for this country.
Don't get me started. Like, I don't want to get into this. Like, I respect the military veterans. I have family who have gone. Fought for this country, and then I'm not even from here. And it's just like, I respect it. I truly do. I mean, for you to have the balls to sign a piece of paper and go fight a war that wasn't personally started, but by dicks and suits, in a house that all they care about, is mostly money.
Yeah.
Some of them might care about people, but let's face it.
It's about the bottom line.
I personally could never do it. So I truly, truly, truly respect people who do that. And have many friends who have gone that they've done plenty of tours and stuff like that. But anyway, I don't want to go deep into the gun thing, but that's one of the things I have to think about it. I don't have an opinion on it yet. I don't know. 21, 18. I mean, it's Florida. I don't know. People are going to want a gun. They're going to get their hands on it. That's the way I look at it. But
Trump wants to, I'm surprised he actually brought it up about wanting to change it. And he was,
because somebody told him to. That's the way it works. Like he said he was going to run, like he would have ran into the school unarmed. Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
He wouldn't have run into anywhere unarmed, first of all. But he was saying, we need to take the firearms first, which, that's kind of totally shocking to me, I'll give credit where credit's due that he's at least, maybe this is his attempt at, bipartisanship or whatever, but there was a lot of head shaking going on in that meeting because, of course he had to say it in his Trump way. He was in a room full of Republicans and he's like, the NRA has power over all of you guys. They have no power over me. Of course, I'm Trump. I'm the president. No one has power over me.
Yeah.
But everybody's head was just like shaking.
Well, and then the other thing, it's like, I don't know, the whole teachers carrying guns, dude, I don't know. Cops can't even get their shit. Like, not all cops, obviously. Some cops can't handle it and can act responsibly with a gun. The last thing is I want, 24-year-old teacher who, by the way, when I was a kid and I looked up to teachers, I thought they were all saints. You know how many times I've been out at a bar here and there's some fucking chick who's like on top of the bar downing shots of tequila, doing lines of blow at the bathroom, then you ask them what they'll do for a living, they're a fucking elementary school teacher
or something.
Yeah, I know a few. So it's scary, man. No, I don't want those people carrying a gun. No. But anyway, let's move on.
Speaking of teachers, it's really creepy. I see teachers that I used to have on Facebook now, and they're like either married to students that were like right around my age, or they're creeping on. What? I'm like, you know, I've had to unfriend two teachers that I've had.
No way.
So creepy. I'm like, dude, like I get that now I'm legal, but I haven't spoken to you since high school. And if that's when you formed your attraction to me or any other student, that's super weird.
That is weird. That's super creepy. Like, I don't know. I've seen the, okay, one time. All right, this is a quick story. So one time, for those of you that know that I'm in digital marketing, so I created a fake profile, a woman's profile, middle-aged women, because I was trying to get into groups in Facebook to do some research, to do some market research. And oh my God, man, I created a profile and not even 30 seconds later, because it was public, the bombardment of private messages from people all over the world was just like overwhelming. It's like, hey, beautiful, like blah, blah, blah. Like, I couldn't imagine what a girl, like the thirst out there, it's real, man. And especially from Asian countries like India, boobs and vagine, man. Those guys.
Bobs and vagine.
Bobs and vagine, yeah. It's like, they're hardcore, man. They cut to the chase. Like, let me see it. I'm like, wow, dude. It's like, well, apparently there's like this in the culture over there, is that they look at Western culture because porn is so popular here in the US, you know, and all the porn, I guess like a lot of porn is made here in the US that gets over there. It's like, they think women, all Western women are like that. I just like, you know, yeah, here, you know, let's do it. And yeah, apparently that's what they think. And that's why they're so forward with their messages and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just find
it a little more lenient because of the cultural difference, but then again, they treat women like shit too. Like, you know, they're just
not all, because I have many good Indian friends. So
no, not all. As a culture, it's actually starting to get better for women now within the past handful of years. You know, with education and things like that. No, that wasn't like a jab or some sort of stereotype. It's just like statistically.
It's like, so you got that, and then that's the other thing. So attention whores on the feed. Like the other day, it's like, I hate thieves. Dot. Okay. You hate thieves, or you just want attention? Because that's what you're asking for, the attention. If you really want to tell what happened, you say, I hate thieves because they stole my from what? You know? Yeah. And it's just like everybody falls for it. Oh my God, what happened?
Are you okay? Do you need prayers?
Send prayers, guys. It's like,
I don't want to talk about it. Like publicly post, you know, feeling sad. Or checking into the hospital, checking into the ER, like at ER, like not good news.
Yeah.
And you know, the first person to ask about it, they, you know, it's just a private situation. I don't want to talk about it. Or PM me. No, don't PM. You posted this. We are all involved in this now. We want to know. Don't make us PM you.
Oh man, there's so many things. And then like you get the people like that. I mean, I don't see. And then somehow you see these threats, and then it turns into like, did you know dinosaurs didn't live with fucking human beings at the same time? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Fuck, am I the only idiot who didn't know that? I just learned that because I was listening to a show the other day, and they were talking about it. I'm like, really? Like,
I mean, I didn't learn that as a kid. I learned that as an adult.
I just literally learned that like 2 days ago. Like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that dinosaurs and human beings didn't live together?
Yeah. Well, even in our school books, like you see the dinosaur and then like the...
Yes,
you
know, that's what I'm talking about. So it's like, I've been lied to my whole life. No, like every book, the Flintstones lived with fucking dinosaurs. Like every book that I had in school had like the caveman with the dinosaurs and the spear. And all of a sudden you're telling me that dinosaurs and human beings didn't live together? You can't fuck up my reality like that. Like, how did that happen?
That's what adulthood is all about, is just fucking up your... Everything that you learned throughout your whole life. When you get to adulthood, it's like, bam, everything is a lie.
Bart, here's the truth. man, I just learned that. That's like super crazy. That's why we need the school of Elon Musk, which I saw in the interview the other day where his kids are going, did you know? Have you heard about that?
I didn't know.
Okay, so apparently Elon Musk, like, created a school for his kids because, man, Elon Musk is like the most coolest, most awesome supervillain to ever exist. If he's a supervillain. So apparently he created a school for kids and for his kids, and he's planning on turning into like a nationwide thing where he does have a point. He's like, the problem with regular school is that people go in there to memorize stuff that they're not into. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yes, people like me, we're creating all these technologies and we're going to lose all these jobs. Therefore, while we got to get back into trade, like, you know, people making stuff with their own hands or being creative and stuff like that. So apparently the school that he opened reminds me a lot of the Finland, the way they do it in Finland that I was joking around. Yeah. So
it's the perfect place.
Yeah. So it's about like, you know, learning and being curious about what you want to learn. And there's no set curriculum besides like basics, I think he said, but even the basic, super basic stuff, it's like it takes you in the direction that you want to go. Like if you don't want to fucking learn calculus, which, you know, somebody like me, I hated it in college. I have nothing to do with that. You don't have to. So it's like, you know, like for example, you know, you bring a car, a Tesla, of course, not even a Tesla, a real car because they had an engine. So a car with an engine, and then you teach them how to take the engine apart. But why do you need to do that? And then you teach them a wrench. It's like they learn their own discover. He's like, it's all about discovering how everything works and why you need everything to make it work. I don't know. It was super interesting. I haven't watched the video in a while, but I mean, just Google it. Google Elon Musk school. He'll break it down for you. I know. I just thought it was super interesting.
I mean, that's the ideal way to learn, you know, hands-on is the best way as far as I'm concerned. You know, you can only learn so much from a book. And if you're learning from a book, you can do that at home. What's the point in going to a school?
Yeah, you know? No, I agree. Like the stuff that I want to learn, I learn it on my own and I just keep going with it. But like I used to hate going to school and having to memorize stuff that I didn't care about, you know?
Yeah, but hands-on and actually implementing the things that you're learning and actually doing it is, you know, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. You can't. What's going on in all right. That now that we're talking about Musk, I guess he's the top of celebrity. What's going on in celebrity world? What's new with that?
The Oscars are coming up.
Oh, hold on. Before we get into that though, he just announced that he's about to release cell service on the fucking moon.
Wait. Seriously?
Yes.
My camera up here.
Why are you moving the camera? So he's releasing cell service on the moon. So now the moon's going to have full cell phone service so they can stream directly from the moon and back and Mars. So the moon and Mars are going to have better fucking cell signal than I do in some of the buildings down here.
Yeah, I don't get cell signal at the mall. And they're getting something on the moon.
How fucking crazy is that?
That is crazy. That's a little scary, but it's crazy too. Like what kind of, I mean, we're already doing that here, but I just don't want to ruin anywhere else in the universe. That scares me.
How are you going to ruin it?
Well, I mean, you know, we start with cell service and then, you know, sending people to Mars and colonizing planets is next. Dude,
well, I mean, Mars is just a bunch of rocks. It looks just like Arizona or the Grand Canyon. So there's nothing like, I see pictures of it. I'm like, that's it. I don't know. I don't know what I expected from it, but it's like, okay.
Not disappointed.
No, not disappointed, but not super excited about it either. like I'm not getting on a fucking rocket to go to Mars. No way. Like, why would I want to go to a planet where there's nothing? No way.
What is that mission called? I can't think of it. Where the people basically signed a death wish. They're going to be sent to Mars, but they don't have like a way to come back.
Right.
I forgot what that's called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but no way in hell I would ever do that. Like, couldn't why? Imagine.
That's like torture.
Like, I understand like moving our civilization forward, you know, like the human beings or humankind or whatever. Yeah. But like, what do you call it? But I wouldn't go there and just no. Like if I go to Mars, I want to be like a trip that's like 2 hours and that's it. That's the max I'm willing to get on a rocket for it, just so I can experience no gravity. But
I would like to experience no gravity.
Yeah,
that there are places that you can do that.
There's like
simulations.
There's a plane you can get on. I can't remember the name of it, but it's very selective where it will go up and then it will nosedive. And when it nosedives, that's when you experience no gravity and you're like sitting there floating, but it only lasts for like a few seconds.
Is it from the G's or something? Okay.
No. What happens is like the plane goes up, right? So you're going with all that force, but when it nosedives, you're basically free falling inside the freaking plane. So you're basically, yeah, you know, no gravity for like, I don't know, it's like a super short amount of time. It's not fast at all, but.
Anyway. We should do that for like podcast number 100,000 or when we hit like
viewers or something. Maybe viewers. Live from a fucking airplane that gives you no gravity. I don't know. Yeah. We should start thinking about this. What are we got? Negative G's. That's right. That's right, Bart. What are we going to do for podcast 100? We need to throw a party or something.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely if we throw a party, it's going to be a pizza party of some sort, but we've got to celebrate in some way.
Lots of booze and pizza for sure.
Yes.
And then we'll have it. Most of our listeners are in Texas and Florida, so we're going to have to pick one or the other and then open it to the public, which is cool.
Or we'll just switch. I'll go to Florida. You come to Texas.
Yeah. We'll have two parties, one in Texas and one in Florida. I don't know. That might change in the next few weeks with all like all the other, you know, parts that were available now, so which is cool.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on in Gossip World? What did I miss? Does that work too much?
You didn't miss much, really. Not much happened this week. It was kind of boring. I miss like Lindsay Lohan sometimes.
Oh man, Lindsay Lohan. There's always good Lindsay Lohan stories. She's been good for a while.
Speaking of, she opened her club in Greece. So like, it's not the best idea that she has a club, but anyway, she's got multiple apparently, but she opened that in Greece and she looks decent, but I wish we need somebody like her. Like Lindsay Lohan of today.
I don't know.
It was just boring this week. But the Oscars are happening soon. There's I didn't see any. I mean, I saw one. Okay. The best pictures. I'm not familiar with any of them except like.
Let me guess. Best picture is going to be either some story that no one has ever heard of. And it has to be like every cultural appropriation that you can think of. And then there's going to be somebody with a. With some kind of disease or like they make fun of, like some going full reach or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why I'm watching that shit.
The nominations for Best Picture are Call Me By Your Name. Never heard of it. Darkest Hour. Not familiar. Get Out. I can't believe that's being nominated for Best Film, but I saw that one.
Get Out? What is that?
Get Out, about the black guy with the white girlfriend and she brings him home to her family and they're like,
oh yeah, I watched that. Was really good. Really? Yeah. That's nominated?
Nominated. I would just like that to win for, you know, one for comedic purposes. Cause I mean, I don't think it's really Oscar worthy. But
it's a good movie. It's a good movie. I like the twist for sure.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert. Then,
Phantom Thread, never heard of it.
Yeah.
The Post, Lady Bird, Dunkirk, The Shape of Water. I've heard of that one. I heard it was really good.
No idea.
And then Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri is the name of that movie.
I haven't heard of any of that. Nothing. Yeah, the only one's getting
probably actually in after the Parkland shooting or Parkland, they had like trucks with three billboards and it was like never in, oh, in front of Rubio's office, actually.
What do they have?
It was three trucks. Like, you know, those billboard trucks.
Right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Like more murders, something about what happened in Parkland. And, this lady that's in this movie, Three Billboards, she's the one that put all that together. So that seems like a decent movie, but I'm not familiar with any of these.
No, I have no desire whatsoever to watch any of those movies. None. And then Netflix, I've been trying to like the little free time that I have. I've been trying to go through Netflix and I haven't seen anything that really catches my attention. Like that Carbon, whatever. I tried getting into it. I couldn't get into it. I made like two episodes and that was it.
I'm still watching Shameless on Netflix. I don't have any time. So I have to watch it, you know, a couple episodes, you know, a week. If that, or every couple of weeks, but that's
God. I love Shameless. That's one of the greatest shows ever made for sure.
It's really good. I'm getting to the, I don't know how many seasons it has. Is it still filming or is it done?
No. I think there's, I don't know, like five or six seasons. I don't know where they're at right now though, but it's a really, really good show for sure. Like I love that show. So
yeah, I love it.
Cool thing that Netflix has been doing too, they've been putting out a bunch of 80s stuff, which I love. Like there's a bunch of shows that are like 80s related. Like, Hot Summer Camp's been around for a while, but then they made another version of it. And then there's another couple of Glow. It's based on the 80s. That's been out for a while too.
Wait, that's a series?
What was that?
The series or the movie Glow?
No, Glow, G-L-O-W. Glow, okay. Glow, that's okay. It's not like super really good, but it's okay. It has, I forgot the guy's name.
That's what, the wrestling movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a series. Yeah, and then obviously you got Stranger Things, you know, which I love Stranger Things, which I still have to finish the second season because of all the 80s stuff, like all the references to the 80s, which we're talking about this the other day. Like, do you remember like the super cheesy, and they're making rounds right now on social media, the super cheesy training videos like from the 80s? Like the Wendy's, where people like rap.
I shared one of those the other day, and it just reminded me of like a much more wholesome time. Like at school, we used to watch the sexual harassment videos, you know, like what not to do and what to do if you get sexually harassed. But they never said harassment. It was always harassment.
Hey, Johnny, do not do this. And then he just reaches out and grabs some person's ass.
Exactly. Like, hey, Susan, nice to meet you. Squeeze on the breasts.
Yeah.
And then like the narrator steps in and he's like, what did Johnny do wrong in this scenario?
That reminds me of, so you got those, and you got like when everybody went rapping videos, every training video was like a rapping video. It's like, don't forget to shake up your shake. It's like, that's my Oral Water rapping right there. But like, look up the Wendy's training videos. Those are like the most cringe worthy 80s training videos. And then you have like the 80s graphics and the VHS, you know, feel to it, which is amazing.
It's gold. I love it.
But you know what's even better that you don't see anymore? And I don't know if it was the way people talked or the way they, you know, back in the day, like in the 50s or 60s of the microphones that they use. I don't know anything about microphones, man, as you can tell. Like this, like I just bought a microphone and it works. That's all I know about microphones. But like back in the 50s, if you watch films from the 50s or commercials or whatever, it's like they always had like this voice. Like they talk. You know what I'm talking about? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like, it has like a different sound and feel to it, like the way people spoke back then.
I agree. It was a lot more eloquent. Like, they almost seemed like everybody had an accent a little bit.
Right. And I guess because back then you didn't have the mix of cultures that we have now. That's what I'm guessing. I don't know. Don't take my word on that. I'm just thinking out loud. But hey, Johnny, what are you doing? And then here's Betty, the housewife, you know, and like then she's all dolled up and it's like brings the guy a martini. And it's like, I don't know, man. I would love to go back and see what it was really like. Like
I would too. I just to experience it. I mean, I think I could survive the 50s or the 60s.
I don't know, man. No internet. That's fucking tough. I remember there was no internet before I was 13, so I mean, but I got internet like right at that point, but I couldn't. Dude, could you imagine living without a cell phone or internet? Yeah. No.
I've done it. We've
Why? Both. I've done it because I had to, because I got drunk and exploded mine or left it in like, you know, Uber or whatever. But
you kind of grew up without it, though. I didn't have a computer.
I had my first cell phone when I was 15. I got my first cell phone when I was 15 in 95. It was a Nokia.
You went your whole childhood pretty much without a cell phone. You can do it, Christian.
No. No, it was a pain in the ass because I had a beeper, okay? And just the beeper, just to keep like trying to meet up with people was a total pain in the ass. Like one, you had to know all the street names. You had to know where you were going. And if you're going to be somewhere at 8, you had to be there at 8 or just sit there and wait. And then you didn't know what was going on because you couldn't do it. It was like, where you at, you know?
We didn't know better though. Now we have like so little patience because we need that instant gratification. Like we send a text and we want an answer immediately. And like watching a 30-second ad or even a 5-second ad on YouTube, like that's the longest 5 seconds of your life before you get to the actual video.
That's why you got to use ad block. Then you don't watch the ads, but don't do that, people, because I make my living with digital marketing. So you have to watch my ads, but yeah.
That reminds me of those, infomercials, like the music CD infomercials, like love ballads of the 80s, and it's like Poison and you know,
man, it was so much fun.
Those were awesome, and you only sing like you go through the whole commercial singing like 5-second snips of each song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those?
Of course. And then you had like where they scroll the names of the songs and the songs change as they scroll through. No, man, that was cool. I mean, There's things I obviously miss from back then, but there's also things that I don't. Like, I love technology, obviously. So, I love all the technology we got. But at the same time, actually, I just saw this yesterday. They're someone, I can't remember the name of the company. They're coming out with what's called their second version now of their minimal phone or something like that. So basically what it is, it's a phone that only lets you text, only lets phone calls, and only lets you use Ubers and stuff like that. That's it. Everything else is blocked. So there's no browser. There's no million apps. It's just the basics that you need to get around, and like a GPS. That's it.
That's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. But what makes it even better is that it's you can switch. So you have your smartphone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to go out and you want to hang out with your friends and don't want to be attached to your fucking phone, you can actually switch the signal to go to the minimal phone. So there's no, temptation to switch over and do that. You know,
that's cool.
Yeah, man. So that's pretty cool.
Those old people phones, I think they're called Crickets, or I guess they get them for little kids too. It's just like, but those don't have the option to switch back.
No, they don't. So you couldn't switch back. I think it would be kind of cool. Like if you're going, but see, I like having my camera though, man. Especially when I go on trips. Like I turn into a Japanese fucking tourist when I go on a trip. Like my friends, that's the biggest joke on my feed. Oh shit, Christian's getting ready to go on a trip. Get ready because I will dump 20, like, I don't know. Like you've seen it. I mean, 100 pictures in one day. I love it. I create albums of every trip that I make, and I create it before I leave. I create the album so they're ready to go. And then when I go on trips, I can just take a million pictures and just dump it straight to the album.
That's a little more tolerable than the people that just constantly upload like one after the other, or like groups of 20 at a time. And then that's all you see in your newsfeed.
Well, this is going back to being a good narcissistic person. Like I am narcissistic and I care about you paying attention. So I'm going to provide content for you to like worship me. But at the same time, I'm not going to make it inconvenient for you so you won't follow me on your feed. I want you to follow me. Exactly. I want that release of dopamine that says like and hits and hearts. Even haters. Bring on the fucking haters. I like the haters.
It's a drug. Oh, we got our first YouTube hater, didn't we?
Yes.
We're on YouTube. Like once you have a hater on YouTube, I think it's like you're pretty legit.
You know you made it. When you get your first haterade comment on YouTube, you know you made it. That's the best. It's like, I'm not even going to answer because it has nothing to do with me. Let Shannon pick her battles.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pick my battles. I'm getting better at that, I think. Okay. I don't bite for every single one. Like we were talking about the other day, I try to, you know, engage with people that I think would have somewhat intelligent responses so we can, you know, have a decent conversation. But then, you know, you get the idiots, and I can't resist me a good idiot battle sometimes.
It's like kryptonite for you. It's like, for those of you who don't know Shannon personally, man, it doesn't take much to get her into an online argument if she has the time. Oh, and it's like, sometimes I message her. I'm like, really? Like you've been going back and forth for like 3 hours. Like, how do you do that?
That's very rare that I even do that. But it used to be really bad.
You used to be really, really bad. Yeah, I got to give it to you. You've actually toned it down a bit. Like you start to ignore people.
I do it more to troll, I guess. Like if I already know they're an idiot and like I put the feelers out there to see, you know, how, I guess, I don't want to say intelligent, but how, I guess, intelligent they are. And if we can have a good conversation, and if not, and they just take it to the dirty liberal stuff, then I'm just going to troll you and make a complete idiot out of you so everybody can see how stupid you are, because really you were. And I was just trying to be nice.
So for your example, your last argument that I witnessed was you saying that Secrets was gay.
That was with our friend, wasn't it?
Yes. The one who should not be named. He's the lurker. The lurker.
Watching right now.
He's not.
I think Ryan Seacrest is gay.
Why? I don't listen, man. As a straight guy, I can tell you that I don't think the dude's gay. I think he's just super metrosexual, and he just tries too hard to be like, "Hey guys, welcome to the morning in LA. This is Ryan Seacrest, and I'm just perfect." Yeah, I hate that. I fucking hate that whole act because it's so fake. Let's face it, it's super fake.
If I
met Seacrest one day, he'll be like, "Hey man, really nice to meet you. We should go hang out sometime." It's just a typical, you know, like, ugh, like, I don't know, prove me wrong if I ever meet him, but I just, that's just the vibe that I get from the guy. And listen, he's built a fucking empire. So I admire that. Man, you can't take that away from the guy, but he just has that personality. You know what I mean?
The cheesy, like, I mean, it makes perfect sense that he works with Kelly Ripa because he is the male version of Kelly Ripa. They're both just fake and bubbly and way too annoying. Like, tone it down a notch.
Yeah, it's like they're always on. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just annoying. It's, I don't think it's gay, though.
It's inauthentic. And we've had this conversation before where we just like authenticity. You know, we are who we are, but the people that try way too hard, and sure, they've made millions off of being fake, but
it is what it is.
It is what it is. But yeah, I think he's totally gay. Nothing wrong with that at all. But, you know, the whole Metro thing, and I'm sure this is his publicist doing, but he's always got like the typical, not super famous, young blonde. That's like a telltale sign.
If I was super famous and super rich like Ryan Seacrest, I'm sure I'll have my pick of supermodels to go for the day. So I'll be like, I want that
supermodels. They're just plain Jane, like average.
That's
like
a good move. That's the move. You don't get it because you're a woman, man. As a guy, that's the move. Why are you going to go for the A celebrity who's used to that life already when you can impress the one that's hot enough to be hotter than a celebrity, but she's not in that world? Because that makes you look like a fucking god.
No, they're like average, like the Instagram model types, you know? Look at Leonardo.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You're just being a hater. You're being a hater. As a guy, that's the move. No.
As a girl, I think it's totally gay. I have that, you know.
It makes no sense. I'm going to argue. I'm going to stand up for
our friend
to battle you in this because he's right. Like, that's the move, man. That's the move.
But Leo, I think Leonardo DiCaprio has it down.
Why go for Angelina Jolie, who's already a fucking diva and a pain in the ass, when you can have your pick of 10 Angelina Jolies who are not famous?
I don't know who would want one Angelina Jolie, to be honest with you.
Back in the day, yeah, totally. I mean, she's batshit crazy, but she's fucking beautiful. She used to be. I don't know. She's too skinny now. I like her when she was like, she had curves, you know?
Like, what is it? Girl Interrupted, I think, that where she played the psycho.
I don't know.
In the Crazy House. I don't really think she was acting.
I don't like her super skinny. I liked her when she had curves. Like, now she's like, last picture that I saw, she looks super skinny, like super, like a toothpick. Like, that to me is like not attractive at all. Kind of like you know, too skinny.
Just a straight board.
Mm-hmm. 2x4, yeah.
No curves whatsoever.
No, that's not good.
I'm like a 2x4 pretty much. Except.
That's the beauty of what he's doing, because he's grabbing his Instagram models and taking them to the next level. Now we need the girl celebrities to do the same thing for people with actual talent. Talent one, there was this video that I saw of these guys like playing guitar and they sounded like the Beatles, which like, oh, okay, that's nice. That's different. These young kids are into music, you know, they're playing. But then I got into an argument with one of my friends. See, I get into arguments too. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to tell me that the Beatles are so iconic and they sold so many records and nobody can beat them and nobody can touch them. And I'm like, okay, let's fucking get this out of the way. The Beatles. Okay. I'm sure they made good songs. There's no doubt about that. But just like Elvis, they didn't have any fucking competition back in the day. It's like grabbing Britney and putting her on the radio and no one else. You know, it's like,
I never thought about it like that. Because I was just about to like kind of retort, like, are you saying the Beatles are not iconic? But yeah, that kind of makes sense.
They're iconic, but they're iconic because there was no competition back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, there was similar, like I think the Monkees and stuff like that were out around the same time, but that's
with the Monkees. Just like
not competition.
And the Who, but like the Beatles, I think they're super overrated. Kill me. Send the comments. I don't care. I'll argue this shit all day long. I think they're one of the most overrated bands ever. I don't care how iconic they are.
I kind of almost agree with you now.
Dude, there was no competition, just like Elvis. Elvis had no competition. I mean, like, think about it. It was just, you know, once he had a couple hits, he was on every radio station. And where else would people go for content? There was no internet. There was not 100 fucking channels on TV. There wasn't a million radio stations. It was like, this is what you get, and that's it.
Elvis
it's like
was
my ads. When I show you my ads 6 times a day, you're going to buy at some point.
Yeah, Elvis was doing what Black people were already doing, except he was white. So he gained popularity from that. But I think he gave them, you know, a little bit of credit. But that's why that was his competition. But back then, nobody's going to give, you know, I mean, we didn't have tons of Black artists back then. We did, but...
No, we did, but they weren't, I mean, they were like hidden. Like
exactly.
And it's so sad because, dude, the roots... Oh, fuck, I'm going to get into this. The roots of metal comes from jazz and blues from back in the day.
Yeah.
Without blues or jazz, it wouldn't be guitar. I mean, B.B. King and all those guys, man, they were the guys fucking jamming. Trust me, there was no white boy jamming like those guys back in the day.
No, and metal has evolved. So it wasn't what we consider metal today.
No,
you know, it's evolved tremendously, and it started exactly where you said, like jazz clubs and, you know, the eclectic, loud, lively music.
It's like, what are you talking? Like, if you listen to that music from back in the day and you go back, if you're a kid listening or watching this, go back and listen to B.B. King, listen to music from the 50s and the 60s, like jazz and blues. And you're going to hear all the influences from those guys in the modern music today. I don't care if it's EDM, techno, whatever you call it, or whatever. But especially in rock and roll and heavy metal and thrash metal and all that stuff, you can hear – that's where the grooves come from.
Yeah.
I mean, there's songs from Venom. There's songs from Metallica. There's songs from Guns N' Roses. I mean, they will all tell – all those guys will tell you. All those blues groups, that's where they come from. Because people like – Black people back then, man, they just gave it that flavor. It's like Spanish music. Spanish music has has soul. You know, you can feel it, man.
Yeah.
You can feel it. When you hear, like, you know, B.B. King playing guitar or Jimi fucking Hendrix, you know, it's like you just feel the soul come through that guitar. It's not – you have to hear it for yourself. It's like
– You feel it. Like you said, it just – encompasses your entire soul, like you said.
Yeah. So you hear those guys and you hear the Beatles. It's like – Hey, I can't even sing a fucking Beatles song, but it's like just like super lame, like, hey, how you doing, girl? I hope you're okay. La, la, la. We eat stuff without condiments. Like, you know, B.B. King and me was fucking playing solos and just, you know, whammy bar. It's a whole, dude, that's where the soul's at. I don't even know. I just went on my rant and forgot what we were talking about.
It wasn't safe music, that's for sure.
It wasn't safe? That's true.
The Beatles played it safe a little bit, like you said, because they didn't have any competition. I'm going to research that a little bit and see who was comparable to the Beatles. Because now, I mean, I can't think of
it.
I grew up with that music. My mom and dad, you know, we have a huge range of music
that
we listened to growing up. But
I grew up with rock and roll from the U.S., believe it or not. I hate it. I mean, I you know, growing up in South America, I hated Spanish music. Like, there was a few songs that I liked. But I never liked it. Like, I never liked salsa. I never liked merengue. And I still get shit for this day, like, from friends and stuff. I just, since I was a kid, man, as soon as I heard a first Metallica record, Iron Maiden, I was just like,
we're sold.
This is it. This is my shit. You know, that, like, it hasn't changed. I mean, I listen to everything now. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you find something, it's like, that's my shit. Like, you just like, whoa. Like, I remember listening to Fight Fire with Fire for the first time, and I was just like blown away. I was like, this is it. And
I'm hooked.
Yeah, I became a groupie. So you got it. But man, we've been on for a while. But again, it's been an exciting week. It's been amazing. We're everywhere.
Check iTunes, us out everywhere. Share us everywhere.
Yeah. Man, give us like 5-star reviews. That'll be amazing if you guys can do that on iTunes and all that stuff. If you're listening on iTunes or any of those platforms, it helps a lot. But thank you for joining us this week. Thank you for listening to the show. And as always, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. You can also interact and watch the show when we broadcast live by going to our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/TCL show. Or you can simply go to the top and search for the Christian Loversich Show. Like the page, click the following icon, turn the notifications on, and choose the see first option for the newsfeed. Thanks again for listening, and see you guys back soon.